And you're listening to us at 91.5 FM in Prince George, and that's where the Lombardi Trailer Park has to clean up its act or else. The park was given the order to clean up by July 20th. Lauren Young is a resident of the park.
Cal is doing it. Like, he has actively taken down something like 6 or 7 trailers already. And, you know, he's really making an effort, which is heartening. And, you know, he came and he, you know, flattened out all this road. So it's actually significantly better than it was even a couple of days ago.
Lauren Young, she's a resident of the Lombardi Park in Prince George. And as you heard, they had a deadline of July 20th. Well, the owners will meet with council tonight and they will be asking for an extension on that cleanup order. This morning, I'm joined by Brian Skakin, a city councillor, joining me by phone. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you and your listeners.
What do you think about the extension? Why should or should they not be given that extension to clean up Lombardi Trailer Park?
Well, City Council voted unanimously a few weeks ago to give them the deadline. Our administration brought up a number of cases of inspections and, you know, those types of things over a number of years and basically told us, you know, enough is enough. And Council is going to look at it tonight and decide if we're going to give him an extension. And, that, you know, there's no doubt there has been improvement, but our administration has also given us an update tonight on the remedial action to date. And I drove through there the other day. There has been some improvement, but there's other trailers that still have to go. There's messy yards. There's a couple of trailers where it looks like or small campers that people are living in. So it's been a combination of the city administration, the health authority, the fire department that have all done inspections and have decided that this place has to get cleaned up, you know, basically without delay.
Yeah, well, give me a better sense here. When you say that there are still trailers that have to go, how many are you thinking still remain that should not be there any longer?
Well, originally, I believe there were 16. Some of them that they have cleaned up. Our administration's given us a report tonight. I think there's probably well over 10 anyways. And there's other issues of you know, I think one trailer has just so much debris in it that has to get cleaned up. So there's a number of issues that sort of have all brought this to a head. And this is, you know, this has been coming basically for years. The administration really started to do a lot of work on this, I think, in 2013. Mm. 2014, and finally brought it to council this year.
Yeah, this has been an ongoing issue, as I understand it, for the last decade. So what happened in 2013 up until present to bring council into this, to take a hand?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things, Fred Crittenden, he's our new bylaw services manager. He's really, really taken the initiative to go after some of these property owners, and I think that's been a real big part of it. And the other thing is the willingness of council to support administration on this, and they've said that publicly, so it's been a combination of things.
But why does it matter to administration and to the Prince George City what happens inside this trailer park?
Well, I mean, people are paying taxes, you know, really, and this isn't isolated to necessarily a trailer park. This happens all over the place in different communities. You have unsightly properties. People want them to get cleaned up. They pay for the services from City Hall to plow the roads, you know, bylaw enforcement, all the rest of those types of things. And it's just, it's important that we send a signal to not only to this property owner, but to other property owners that if you don't clean up your act, the city is going to take enforcement. And in the end, we'll force you to clean up your property.
And to explain that, how will you enforce this?
Well, what we'll do is the city will eventually go in there. I think that they've put out some bids for people to go in and clean it up, to pull out some of the burnt out trailers, clean up the property, and bill it back to the property owner in the end, you know, through taxes. So one way or another, we'll get it cleaned up and the city will, you know, get compensated for that. But it's unfortunate that you have to even go that route to start with. And I think, you know, once there is pressure on it and property owners know the city is going to come after them, they start taking action. But quite often that taking action happens way too late, in my opinion.
Yeah, and why do you think that that type of action has to occur? Is this a matter of people just not wanting to do the job, keep their area clean, or is it other matters? Is there a matter of not having the money to make these improvements?
You know, it could be a combination of a number of things. You know, and administration didn't just go in there yesterday and say, we want you to clean it up. They've tried to work with the property owners for a number of months and going back a couple of years. So it's not like we're going in there with a heavy hand with no notice. And, you know, but at some point you have to say, okay, what's more important, getting the property cleaned up, having a healthy and safety for the area residents, or just letting someone carry on in the manner that they do?
And the reasons for letting somebody carry on as they do?
Well, really what it is the administration will come to us. They will try and deal with the property owners. But, you know, in some cases, there's no doubt it's a lack of enforcement. You know, it's a lack of enforcement.
On the part of the city?
Well, definitely. You know, I've seen it over the years where, you know, maybe there's not enough staff or bylaw services has a priority to go after vicious dogs versus, you know, property owners. But I think we've got the right combination now where the administration, especially in the bylaw services, is saying, okay, this is a target of ours. We know council is going to support us. So we are going to, you know, put a lot of staff resources into this. And I think it's, you know, that's really what's driving it as well.
Yeah, and clearly you're on the side of getting this cleaned up. Are all your councillors equally passionate on that point?
Well, from what I saw last time around, you know, we voted unanimously to enforce this order. And, you know, I do also want to recognize the people that within places like the Lombardi Trailer Park, there's a number of trailers that have really looked after their property. They have flower beds. You know, they're proud of where they live and their homes. And it's, you know, it's not all bad news with that trailer park. So, and I mentioned that at council the other night, and one of the other councillor colleagues, Terry McConaughey, did. And, you know, when she spoke at that meeting, there was a young lady from Lombardi Trailer Park that actually broke down in tears, was in the gallery listening, because when we decided to make, when we just decided to go after Lombardi, yeah, she was just so emotional because it's been, you know, it's been really tough on some of the residents. So, you know, it's not a fun issue when you have to go this far, but, you know, I think this council, through our mayor, Mayor Hall, and our administration is willing to take a tough stand and say, you know, enough is enough. Clean it up or we're going to do it for you.
I'm speaking with City Councillor Brian Skakin about the Lombardi Trailer Park. Councillor Skakin, you mentioned going after individuals to get them to clean up their property. Does this set a precedent for other rundown properties or areas in Prince George?
Well, we've actually gone after two so far in the recent months. We're going after two tonight. One of them is a boarded up building that our administration has said is unsafe. They've shown us pictures and had the fire inspector in there. So this will be the fourth property that we've gone after, and I think it does send a message that, you know, we're not going to put up with unsightly properties. It doesn't matter if it's a business downtown or if it's, you know, a home in a nice neighborhood that isn't looking after its place and it's a mess. So it's as much about sending a message as it is about dealing with particular issues.
All right, property owners, beware. Brian Skakin, good of you to join me today.
Thank you very much.
That is Prince George City Councillor Brian Skakin speaking about the Lombardi Trailer Park, and that issue goes before council again tonight. We turn it over to you. How much of a role do you think your city should have in ensuring properties are kept clean and safe? You can let us know, 1-866-340-1932. Good morning, Daybreak. Rebecca here, host of Radio West. Well, tune in this afternoon. We've got you covered with the latest on the big stories breaking in BC's interior. Plus, we'll bring you thoughtful discussions on the issues that matter to British Columbians. And as always, we are spinning great tunes to get you home after a long day at work. We've got the best new Canadian music and bright, listenable tracks from around the world. It's 2 hours of radio you won't want to miss, and it's all right here on CBC Radio 1. So join us this afternoon, beginning at 4 o'clock Pacific. And you can tune into Rebecca in Fort St. John at 88.3 FM, where you're listening to us as well this morning. And as you're well aware, the Site C Dam is going ahead. But in Fort St. John, a number of local contractors say they feel cheated out of work. We spoke with Guy McLean, co-owner of Wapiti Earthworks LTD in Fort St. John.
I guess the biggest concern for people living here and contractors living in Fort St. John is just the simple fact of BC Hydro and the Liberal government promising us for years in order to accept Site C and get pushed through. They've just made big promises of work to local business and the local people here and how great it would be for our community in order for us to accept it. We waited for years to for the opportunity to work in our own backyard. You know, it's